Let them walk on. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's running walk time. Let them walk on.
So far, it's just tremendous. This is probably as far as horses through the gate, the largest show we've had in at least 3 years.
A Tennessee tradition like no other will conclude tomorrow night in Shelbyville at the 79th Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration. CEO Mike Inman says the numbers are up this year and the excitement and competition right along with it.
The classes are more competitive due to the number of horses in the classes, and that's particularly good for our championship nights when our attendance really balloons with a casual horse fan. Not the avid horse fan that's going to be here every night, but the casual one that want to see the big horses going for the championship rides. The more full those classes are, the more excitement and enthusiasm happens in the crowd, and that's what makes it so fun.
And what's added to a better show this year is the inspection process has been less stringent as it has in the past few years. The number of horses being declared ineligible has gone way down, and that's been a good sign that the industry is working to put on a good show for the public to enjoy this beautiful animal.
It's magic. It is very reminiscent, or it's very similar to that of a highly competitive college football game, where people are encouraged to pick out a favorite. They're encouraged to be very, very vocal and to participate and get behind their winner and to make it as loud and get involved as much as they possibly can. It's quite exciting.
And, of course, leading up to the final class tomorrow night is where all the attention is going, as it always does, when the top horses will come into the ring in hopes of being named the world grand champion. And Mike Inman says there will be some seats available for one of Tennessee's number one agricultural event.
We'll have about 150,000 paid attendance. I'm expecting our championship night to be somewhere in the 12,000 to 15,000.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.